Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey folks, it's Lyle here. Just wanted to say that if you like listening to this podcast and you think it's a good thing, then do me a favor and subscribe/follow to the podcast on whatever podcast app you're listening to it on. And while you're at it, give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast app you're listening to it on. Subscribing and following and rating and all that stuff helps us out with the almighty computer algorithm, and I really appreciate it. So I will stop talking now and start talking. Start the episode. Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, is this Chrissy?
Yes, it is. How are you, Gek?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Chrissy?
Pretty good.
Chrissy, what is your life like? What's going on today?
Just chilling, doing laundry, not really anything fun today. Are you talking about, like, is my life cool today, or what is my life like in general?
Let's do in general.
I'm a pretty busy person. I'm not here maybe more than half a month or so due to work. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Well, let me just bring something up here, because you have a thing that you called in to talk about, and we could talk about that, or we could have a meandering conversation about just nothing in particular.
All right. So, how do I narrow this down? Okay, so like 3 years ago or so, I got this job, and long story short, I started dating the manager of the store. it kind of like, it was very secretive at first, and it kept going on, and like, it's this big disaster now. So we kept it a secret because our company has a pretty strict, like, no dating policy because of HR issues that have happened within the company. And sure. So we kept it hush. And also, my brother works there. So, like, it would be very weird for him to find out that, you know, this is going on. So fast forward like 2 years, I get promoted to like a corporate position, and pretty much like he was like kind of okay with it at first. Like he was supportive, but I could see that like he was kind of jealous. And that made things a little rocky.
He was jealous that you got promoted?
Yeah. He didn't say anything.
You were promoted above him.
Yeah. So, like, now I have to tell him what to do. And sometimes, like, things... Yeah. And so, yeah, it's going on, like, 3 years now. And still nobody knows, you know? Like, so my brother, he doesn't know still either, right? My mother knows about everything, and she's also keeping it a secret from my brother. Yeah. And So I was thinking about telling him, but he started to have issues at work, and my boyfriend, you know, his manager as well, was giving him like write-ups and stuff, because my brother, he earned it though, like, or not earned it, he deserved it. But
okay, so let me get this straight. Yeah. Your brother is getting into some shit at work.
Yeah.
he's fucking off. You are secretly dating his manager, who has been giving your brother a hard time about all the fucking off that your brother is doing.
Right. And so my brother started getting, like, after work, if I'd be at his house or hanging out or anything, he would just start talking crap about him, like how much he hates him and this and that. So now I really can't tell him. And, you know, now, you know, we live together now, and I go on business trips very frequently for my position, and people are always asking, like, you know, what's my life at home like, blah blah blah, you know, just small talk. And I've made up this whole elaborate lie about, like, who I live with to them, because they can't know it's one of the store managers, you know. And so, yeah. And so my friends really don't like him. They, like, actually hate
your friends, your friends, so who does know? Your friends know.
Yeah. So my immediate, like, close friends, my mom and, like, one aunt.
Why do your friends hate this guy?
Well, he's a lot older than me, and they feel that he's kind of manipulative, and, like, he gaslights me a lot. I have tried to leave him before, not only due to the fact that I was, like, getting stressed out about the fact that we were hiding this, but also, like, I don't want to, like, date someone that I work with, you know?
Okay. You said you tried to leave him. What does that mean?
Well, he, like, I would break up with him, and then, like, we still work in the same place, you know? I didn't leave jobs. And so things would just circle back over again. But yeah, I moved in because the rent's really cheap.
So you tried to leave him, but then you guys, you know, were sort of had to be in touch with each other, and you kind of liked being with each other, and so you stayed together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh man, there's so many angles to this.
Yeah, and so I just feel bad because, like, he's probably a little past the age where he's getting older, you know, so, like, he really wants to have kids, and I really don't want to, like, that's just at least not here and now, and I just can't see myself with him any, like, more long term, you know, yeah. And I feel bad that I'm, like, kind of wasting his time in a sense, because I know he really wants children, but I just...
Are you wasting his time? I mean, look, I think I mean, look, you are both making the decision to be with each other. It's not your fault if he is wasting his time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to remind myself too now. So I'm just kind of, like, pretty much I'm nervous to, like, leave, and, like, just because I have to kind of work with him, you know, so things might be weird, but yeah.
So I'm against, like, by the way, can I ask you this, is this, like, a big chain? Are you allowed to tell me what, like, the fucking story is?
It's growing. It's very big in other parts of the world, but it's growing here.
Is it Kroger?
No, it's. I don't think you would ever guess it. It's not that big yet, but they're trying to be. I would just say it's like Asian cultural.
Is it is it Panda Express? Do you work at Panda Express? I fucking love
no.
Panda Express.
No.
All right, I'll stop trying to guess where you work. But I'm against companies having, like, I think it's stupid for there to be a rule that you can't date. Like, it's stupid for there to be a rule that you can't date your coworkers, because, like, the fuck is some company going to tell people what they can and can't do outside of work? I think that's stupid. Now, the rule aside, is it a bad idea to date people you work with because of all the situations you're running into? Like, yeah, totally. Oh, man. So, I mean, this guy, let me ask you something. Is he not...
Okay.
Like, is he not, like, emotionally mature enough to be, like, understanding of where you're coming from with this and, like...
No.
Kind of leave you alone? You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay, what makes you say that?
He is very dependent. You know, like, I don't know. He put this big persona up at first, like, he was going to take care of me and this and that. And that's not, like, generally why I'm with someone. But it was, you know, some perks. And now I'm the one, like, holding the fort down. Well, I kind of, even when I was making less money than him, I still kind of was. I'm like... Wait, sorry, what was the question?
I was asking you if you felt like he was emotionally mature enough to kind of deal with being around you, even if you guys are broken up.
That's the thing, I don't think so, but... No, I don't think so.
Huh. Well, listen, you have this job that you seem like you like and care about and would like to stay in, and would be a shame for you to leave because of personal problems.
Right.
And you could probably say the same about him. I don't know this guy, but he probably also likes this job. And
no, he loves the job, too.
Okay, great. It's okay. So both of you guys love the job. You don't see this relationship working out. He wants something. He wants kids. He wants it sounds like he's older, and he wants somebody who he can like kind of really settle down with. Is that what you're getting at?
Right. And okay, so another big issue is like I mentioned, I travel very frequently for work, so I'm not home a lot of the time. And like the time that I do have here, I'm still working, but just remotely. And all my free time is filled up with like taking care of the house and making food and this and that. And like, just like as if he's a child, like I'm not a housewife. That's not what I signed up for. I don't mind doing all these things, but we agreed before I moved in, like that he would put his effort into like equal efforts throughout the house, like, you know, doing like chores or like other stuff. And then like,
yeah,
he owes me a lot of money too.
Why does he owe you money?
Okay, so I went to the Bahamas with him, and I was under the impression he went last minute because his cousins were going. And I coincidentally had like a week off, like out of nowhere. My boss was like, "You're working like a lot. You should just take a week off." And I was like, okay, say less. And it coincidentally was the time that he was going to the Bahamas, right? And I thought his cousin was taking care of everything. And I had to pay for so much stuff. Like maybe around like, maybe all, not including myself, like on him alone, maybe around $1,000.
He was going to pay for this Bahamas trip, but he didn't.
Yeah, well, like for his half at least, you know, I can pay for myself.
You paid for him as well.
Yeah, and like,
oh man,
I paid for the room and like pretty much everything, all the food, like all the tourist stuff we did, and there's like a lot of concert tickets.
So you have your issues with these guys. Let me ask you this just really quick so we can I want to understand exactly where you're at with this. Is there any part of you that wants to stay with him, or any part of you that is even kind of considering building an actual life with this person?
The thing is, like, I do love him, kind of. Not as much as I used to. But by the time I would be ready to settle down, I feel like he would be too old, you know? Like, he wouldn't be able to enjoy his children and, like, even maybe see grandchildren. He's not that old, but, like, he's 42 right now. So, like, I wouldn't be ready for another 10 years or so.
You know, Chrissy, it sounds like this is not great for either of you guys. Because he's older, he wants a different kind of person in a different stage of life than you are. So it sounds like it's not beneficial for either of you guys to continue being together. I don't like telling people this on this, because I've only been talking to you for 15 minutes, so I'm not going to pretend like I know every single thing about your relationship. But it sounds like you guys should declare yourselves to have had your fun and then move on.
Yeah.
And,
so...
you seem like you can handle that. I don't know him. I haven't talked to him. I don't know what his ability to handle that is. He should understand. If I could talk to him, you know, he should understand that if you're dating a person that doesn't want the same things that you want, then you're doomed. You're just doomed. So it is of nobody's benefit to stay together. So hopefully he understands that. So look, I mean, you should have the conversation with him. Maybe say your goodbyes, and then you're stuck with the problem of we work together.
So, here's my plan. My brother is leaving to the military in the next couple months, and he lives with my mom, is supporting her. So he's leaving. My mom can't pay for everything herself. You know, she's not as financially stable. So we're planning on moving in together the beginning of next year. So I'm
you and the boyfriend?
No. I'm going to move in with my mom. We're going to go get a house.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so my plan is he's still paying me back the money he gives or owes me. Like every month he gives me money. And I have to wait until I get everything back. And then when it's getting closer to moving, I can break up with him then. But yeah.
I forgot that you lived with this guy too. You are like two liquids merged together in one cup.
Right. And you know, like I have a lot of stuff here, like so much stuff. I can't just go, you know?
Chrissy, listen, I know this might be tough to hear, and I don't know if I'm in the place to say it, but I'm going to. You just do it now.
And still live together?
I don't know what the fuck you're going to do there, but yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're going to do there. But do it now. you got to do it now. There's no it's almost worse for you to delay it, because he has I don't know if he has any clue that you're thinking about doing this. So things only get gradually worse the longer you delay ripping off this Band-Aid. So just do it now, and then you two can figure out how you're going to deal with living with each other. But to wait and just like silently resent him over dinner every night for the next however many months is not a good move.
Yeah, you're right.
How many months is it?
I'm sorry?
It until you can move out?
What's this month? So maybe like 6-7 months?
Find some poor sucker of a subletter on Craigslist if you can.
Okay.
Where do you? Can I ask what state you live? Can I ask what city you live in? Is that too much information?
You can guess, but I.
No, I don't want to guess. Either you're willing to tell me or not.
You had been there pretty recently. It's kind of a big city, but if I give it away, like, and someone.
All right, whatever. You live in a big city. Yeah. If you live in a big city, you'll be able to find somebody who can sublet your room. But don't wait. Do not sit in all these resentful dinners, and don't sit with this in your mind for 6 months. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Kirsten, is there anything that you want to say to the people of the computer before we go?
No, just thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I'll probably...
Good luck to you, Chris.
I'm going to have to... You too. Thanks. I have to break it to him. I can't keep doing this.
We're wishing you the best of luck, Chrissy. You can do it. It's better than the alternative. Here's the thing, and this is, I'm going to finish with this. When you break up, it's kind of... always a good thing, because it was not like it's never things are going good and then you break up, you know what I'm saying? So it's beneficial for both of you that this is happening. Think of it like that,
right?
Least.
Okay, we do.
Have a good night, Chris.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
I will say this about that call. Sitting with someone for 6 months, scheming about how you're going to break up with them, meanwhile they have no idea, sounds way worse than breaking up with someone and having to live with them for 6 months. Like harboring some secret thing and going in your mind like, man, this is not gonna, you know, that just sounds that just sounds a lot worse.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers, did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold, and of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Than just sitting in the reality of it. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this... says your name is Mr. Katz?
Yes, I am. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Where does the name Mr. Katz come from?
I just had a chat... when I was a kid, you know. His name was Mr. Cat, and so I called myself Mr. Cat, you know.
Is that Mr. Cat or Mr. Katz?
No, Mr. Cat. Just the one cat.
Oh, just the one cat. Well, how are you doing today, Mr. Cat?
Well, I'm doing all right. How are you? It's 6:30 a.m. for me.
It's 6:15 a.m. for you?
Yes.
What? Where are you calling from?
So my day just started, you know. I'm from Kuwait, Middle East.
Oh, so you're in Kuwait right now?
Oh yes.
Oh, what's your day?
I am from Kuwait, you know. Well, it's a sunny day, you know. It's 100 degrees outside, I think. Maybe 110.
Do you have any plans for the day? Anything that you are planning on doing? Are you going to work, school, leisure time?
I'm a university student. I study history. But today I think I have work at night. But the rest of the day, I'm just you know, playing video games, watching movie with my friends. My uncle is here.
What is life in Kuwait like?
To be honest, it's amazing. Everything is cheap right here, and cheaper than USA. It's safe. It's so safe. I mean, I can walk like 3 a.m. outside. Nobody will talk to me. I mean, I can fill up my car with gas, you know, like $10 maybe, $12.
when have you ever been to the U.S.?
No, to be honest.
Hmm. Have you been to places that you could compare Kuwait with when you say it's safe? Have you been to a place that you felt was unsafe?
Not really. I mean, I'm out a little bit out of town, you know. Desert is next to me, so I go like to desert, nobody cares, you know. I walked in the city and it's okay. We don't have a police, to be honest. It's not like USA, you see police everywhere. No, it's just safe.
Our police
don't have a gun with them. Yes?
Really? The police don't have guns in Kuwait?
Yeah, they don't need to be honest.
Well, how big is Kuwait? Is Kuwait, how big is the city?
I mean, if you look in the map, it's not that big, but when you live, it's so massive, to be honest. I mean, I can drive like 5-6 hours, maybe 7 hours in the Kuwait, city.
I've always wanted to go to Kuwait. What country is Kuwait in? I'm stupid. I don't know anything about geography.
No, the country is called Kuwait.
Oh, Kuwait is... Okay, I'm so dumb. I didn't want to admit that I didn't know. That I don't know whether Kuwait is a country or a city. And I was waiting for you to give me some sort of context clue that would inform me of the answer without me having to ask. But it is revealed that it's a country.
I mean, it's a normal. Everyone think it's a city, to be honest, but it's a country.
Do you live in a small city or in Kuwait, or do you live in one of the bigger cities?
Oh, no, I live in a big city. I mean, I need to drive like an hour to in the old city, you know. It took me half an hour to just exit the city to go in the another city.
It says you wrote for the call screener that you feel life in Kuwait is an epic adventure.
I mean, if you want to have an adventure, like, you know, every people just go to Europe, to Asia, you know, mountains, nature. You come here, just look to city. In Kuwait, we have the biggest mall in the world. It's so massive. I mean, I can walk like 3-4 hours. We have so many things. We can go and do activities in the desert. I don't know. I don't do a lot of things. I just study right now. But I know there is a massive thing you can do.
What is your favorite of all the things you can do?
I think I like that we have everything here, everything around the world. We have everything from US, China, and all the world.
I have to ask, Mr. Cat, who are the people that we can hear in the background?
Oh, it's my uncle talking, recording for Snapchat. Actually, he's reading the comments, you know.
Your uncle is sitting and reading the chat.
Yeah.
Well, I usually tell callers
we're the
not
same
to read
age.
The chat,
I mean,
but I get... Well, you and your uncle are the same age.
Oh, yes.
I usually tell callers not to read the chat, but I guess if you have somebody else with you reading the chat...
No, I'm not, actually. I'm just looking at the window, you know. I live in right now an apartment. I see the main street, you know, cars just going, coming, sunrise.
What's your relationship with your uncle like?
A friendship, you know, he's a cool guy. I live with him, he go to work, you know, we play video games all day. He's saying hi to everyone. I don't know, I think people say he's an old gamer, you know, he's playing since 19s, I think, maybe 18s, I don't know.
And, well, it says you're 20. So is he also 20? You said he was the same age as you.
25, I think. Just 5-4 years between us.
Okay. What? Tell me about the rest of your family. Your mother, your father. You have a good relationship with them.
Yes, actually, I have a good relationship. You know, with my whole family, everyone like me. And
do you currently live with your? Oh no, go ahead.
No, just my uncle told me that someone is asking, is alcohol is illegal? Yeah, it's illegal. It's not allowed in Kuwait. But yeah, I'm living with my parents.
Alcohol is completely illegal in Kuwait?
Yeah, you can't have it. But you can somehow, you know, like just drug dealers, you know, those people.
Black right, so market, you can. Mr. Cat. Mr. Cat, I gotta ask you, and listen, this is a safe space, all right? Me and the people listening, we won't tell.
Yes.
But have you have you ever gotten drunk before?
Just one time, yes.
And how was that for that one time?
I don't remember what happened, to be honest. I was in a party
you don't
and
even
I just
know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what I drank, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I have a bottle or two in my house.
Did you have a good time?
In the party, you mean?
Yeah, at the party.
Yeah, actually, I was going with my British friends, you know, just...
You said you went with your British friends. Are there a lot of international people in Kuwait?
Oh, God, yes, there is a lot. Actually, there is a place near the petrol that is just all American people, you know?
Really?
We have a Space Force, I think. Base, American base, we have their military base. It's not allowed for everyone, but, you know, they have everything. Alcohol. So I can buy alcohol from them right, in the base if I want.
But interesting. So there's alcohol allowed on the military base, but not anywhere else.
Just Americans, you know, they like to drink.
Mm-hmm. What is
just allow for them, not for people who...
What do people living there who are local to Kuwait, what do they think of the foreigners, like the Americans that come to live there?
They don't care, to be honest. I just like everyone. We have people, Indian, Egyptian people are more than the Kuwaiti right here, you know? Mm-hmm. In Kuwait, it's almost 5 million and Kuwait is just like a million. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's an international country, you know, we have it from everywhere.
So what is your goal in life, Mr. Cat? I don't think we got to, you might have told us what you study, but I forget. What is it that you study and what is it that you would like to do?
I study history. I want to get a PhD. I want to be a professor in the Kuwait University or any other university in the world, you know. I like to teach people.
Do you do
I
a lot of
like to travel the world?
Yeah, I was gonna ask. Do you do a lot of traveling outside of Kuwait?
I went to Iraq during the after the war, the last war in Iraq. I went to Bahrain, Lebanon, Turkey. I went to Iran. So many places.
Do you have a place of all the places you've been to that you found the most interesting?
Oh, God. I mean, except the media, I like Iran. It's a beautiful country, to be honest. It's just the mountains are great, you know. It's everything great. People are great. Not like the thing I used to see in news or you people see news in media.
Why do you think what's your problem with the Iranian media?
No, not the Iranian media, the non-Iranian media, let's say the Fox News, you know, they say it's all wars and shit. I went to Iraq, it's safe. I went to Iran, people are so, you know, they're so funny. I lived in the house with them, not terrorists like, I'm sorry for the word and the Twitch, but not like the things they show.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I gotta say, I'm like dying to go to the Middle East and do some of these... I do this like talk to a gecko series where I interview people just on the street. Mm-hmm. And I would fucking love
to
go to Kuwait or Iraq or Iran.
I mean, you can come here. I'm here always, anytime you want. You can save my number if you want.
I actually might, because if I go, let me ask you this. In Kuwait, is there a big English speaking population?
Everyone talks English.
Oh, everyone speaks English?
I mean, they studied. They teach English in the school since the first grade.
Hmm.
Yeah, we have an American university, a British university, so many colleges.
Okay, cool. All right, I might say
we have church for Christian people too.
I might want to come over there, and it's always nice to know a local.
No, you can talk to everyone. I mean, even the old people talk English. You can go to church. I mean, if you're Christian, there is a lot of Christian people here live with us. It's okay.
So you were talking about sort of how the media portrays Iran. How do you feel like non-Middle Eastern media portrays Kuwait?
I mean, everyone thinks Kuwait is a cool country. I mean, they don't have the trouble with any country in the world except just one or two maybe, but everyone like Kuwait, everyone respect it. I mean, no one is talking bad about Kuwait. You can go to news. I mean, USA helped Kuwait a lot during the Gulf War, the second Gulf War, and now they're helping with the COVID and those things. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Can Americans go to Kuwait? Right? I don't know if you have any idea about this, but can Americans go to Kuwait right now with COVID shit?
Yeah, yeah. I just saw in TikTok, like 3 days ago, some people come, like a group, a family, I think, for a week or two, they're staying here.
Hmm. So you said you love to travel. Are there places that you have not yet been to that you are on your list?
Like a country or places in Kuwait?
Anywhere. I guess I meant countries.
Well, if it was to me, I like to go more to Asia, not in the West, you know, Europe, USA. I mean, I look at them everywhere in the Instagram, Snapchat, everywhere I go. I want to explore places that nobody go. I applied for a visa for North Korea, but I didn't get it for because of the COVID.
Wait, hold on. You tried to go to North
I was
Korea.
Going there to. They give us a visa. Yes.
What were you trying to do in North Korea?
I was going for a. Dude, it's an epic adventure. I just want to see the country. You know, I just want to go vlogging and, you know, talk to people. Anything. Yeah. They told me to try again, like in the next year, the journey.
You wanted to go, you wanted to do a vlog there, you said.
Yeah, I mean, there is a few vlogs in the YouTube you can see in Arabic language and English. But yeah, I want to be one of them. I want to explore the country. I want to see the dictatorial. Maybe it's a good country like Iran when everyone says it's a bad, but actually it's a good. I don't know. I just want to see with my own eyes.
I like that. You seem like you got an adventurous spirit, and you seem like, you know, as you said, you don't want to take anyone's word for anything unless if you actually are able to see it with your own eyes.
Yeah,
well, I guess
actually,
you'd be seeing
whatever
version of it they would let you see, but...
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Oh, I said I guess you'd be seeing
actually,
you know, whatever
can I add
version
something?
Of it. Yeah, yeah, sure. You can ask me whatever you want.
In the old country and everything, we don't have tax like other countries. I think there is a few countries that don't have, like us, and Saudi didn't have, but now they have. So we don't have tax and everything.
You said you don't have
That's
taxes.
Why everything is cheap. Yeah, we don't pay tax, you know, like...
Oh, tax. Yeah.
For the hospital, for the car.
So yeah, if you guys taxes, don't, if you don't taxes. Pay tax, how does the Kuwaitian, is that really, is it Kuwaitian?
Good. Kuwaiti.
How does the Kuwaiti government everything make any money if you guys don't have tax?
I mean, they sell so many oils, they have so many things to deport outside. It's basically everything free. When I go to a hospital, it's free. I get free medication, free cares, anything. Anywhere I go, it's just free. You know?
Damn.
Even when I buy a car, I just pay for the car, not and the extra tags and the protection and the blah blah those things.
Kuwait sounds pretty tits.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing to live here in Middle East.
Well, Mr. Cat, you know what? I'm gonna do for the end of this call. I'm gonna let your uncle read the chat, and if the chat has any good questions for you, your uncle can ask. I stuffed that.
I'm
going to
think about
the comments. Now let's see what
happened. So, Kuwait is paradise? He said yes. And he said hi to everyone.
Someone in the chat said this game is just flexing on us.
No, it just is true. You know, if you want to live easy life, just come here. You know, I study in the university, and I get paid every month. You know, The university just gives me money, like $300 every month.
University just study. Gives I don't you money anything. While you're studying?
Yeah, I can study to master's. And there is a question, he said, what's your favorite food dish? I mean, we have every restaurant here, American restaurant we have also. But I like Arabic food more, like Majbous Diya, it's called. It's a rice with a chicken. You know, it's so delicious. Everyone like it.
Somebody wants to know how the air conditioning is.
I mean, it's 100 degrees outside, and in the house it's so cold, to be honest. I'm wearing a jacket right now, you know, heavy clothes.
Somebody said, we have a strong Kuwait... AC. Someone says, how is Kuwait for women's rights?
I mean, they have their rights, you know. No one cares. No one say no, we don't have it, blah, 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 like any other countries. They have their own rights, you know. We respect them. They respect us. We live together. We have actually in Congress. We have women in Congress. So many women in Congress. They're not talking about women's rights. The woman's rights.
Can they drive? Can women drive in Kuwait? Someone asked that.
Oh yes, they can. Yeah, yeah. They can since I don't know 50 years ago. So many years.
Someone said, "Do they have recreational drugs?" I'm gonna assume if they don't have alcohol, they don't have weed.
They don't, but you can also like alcohol, you know.
Okay. What is the if you got caught with alcohol or weed in Kuwait? How bad would it be? Like what would the punishment be?
You just go. If you go for a jail, just maybe one night, they release you. Nothing bad. It's easy.
Someone wants to know what gay rights are. Anyway.
Oh, okay. About that, we don't have LGBT's rights in Kuwait. I mean, it's not like we hate them, but they got away. You know, they don't go to jail, they're punished. Just nobody cares about them, okay? You can live your life the way you want. We don't give a shit, like with everyone saying.
All right, that sounds like an answer. Chat, any other questions about Kuwait?
Any other questions? It says weed illegal in Kuwait. Yeah, it's not a criminal. It just, if they got you with the weed, you will get away. It's okay. Just one night jail.
All right, last question. Someone wants to know what the club scene is like.
Okay, just private clubs. No, it's not so public, everyone. We have a music festivals. We get people from all the world, you know, Japan, American, Italian, everywhere.
This will be the last question. Does anything suck about Kuwait? You've been saying all the good stuff, but no place is perfect. You kind of glossed over the gay stuff a little bit, but what is bad about Kuwait?
Okay, what do you think about Kuwait? Is there anything sucks? Yes, I can tell. Piché is sick.
That's what I'm asking you.
Okay, there is a little bit racist between, like, let's say, for an Indian people, you know, just because they're just a worker, you know, just work. I mean, I don't know how to say it. But it's not think yet that you will notice. It's just you think... Sometimes you see, not always. From old people, especially.
Did you say racism?
Not for everyone, just for Egyptian and Indian. I mean, to be honest, they deserve it. They're destroying the country. If you want,
I won't get involved in that. But, Mr. Cat, is there anything that you want to say to the people of the computer before we go?
It was nice to talk to you guys.
Nice too,
someone asked, we have a Krispy Kreme donut.
You have what?
Look, let me just say anything, okay? A Krispy donut, someone asked in the comments. We have every restaurant, every American restaurant, everything you can name, we have it there. It just, the difference is we don't have pork. That's all.
Well, Mr. Cat, thank you for sharing with us. I feel like I got to know, I'm dying to go to Kuwait. I might hit you up. If I end up going there,
I mean, it's
we
just
can do a little thing. We could do a gecko video.
Save my number. If any time you want to come, okay, just give me a call. You're always welcome.
Is this a real number?
I have a place. You don't have to go to hotel.
I assume this is the this is a WhatsApp number.
Not actually. I think it's a fake number. But okay, I can send you
my
real number.
I'll text it. We'll figure it out. But thank you very much for calling, Mr. Cat, and wish you a good rest of the day. I know it's
it was a pleasure talking to you, and
hope you
have a. I think it's a night for you, right? Okay.
Tell your uncle.
Happy 4th of July, actually, and he's saying happy 4th of July and good night, America. He's like,
hey, have a good morning.
Have a good rest day. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, if you can handle like a little bit of racism and ambiguous gay rights and no pork, then come to Kuwait.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hello.
How we doing?
Is this Rob?
Yes, this is. Is this Therapy Geico?
Yeah, how's it going, Rob?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Well, it says here, Rob, that you have dabbled with ecstasy for the first time this evening.
Yes, I did. I'm feeling kind of weird as I sit in my room and just stare at my white walls.
Are you rolling currently?
No, this is about an hour ago.
Okay, and how did the experience fare for you?
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing of leading into the experience is just me being 35-year-old man, losing my life, going down the drain, getting a divorce, losing my house, losing my business. Kind of just peer pressured me into doing something different tonight, and surrounded a couple friends, and they decided to see if I wanted to try something new, and I said, sure, why not? I have nothing else to lose in life, so let's just go for it. And
Wait a minute. So the losing your life, you losing business, losing divorce thing, is that you or is that your friend?
No, that's me. So I was just hanging out with some friends on the try to clear my head and try to wrap my head around. Unfortunately, just wound up getting wrapped around a drug that I've never done before instead.
Okay. So it says here you're 28. Is that a lie? You're 35?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just on it. So my birthday is 87, so I'm 35. I'm just all over. Like I said, I'm staring at the white walls experience, so something I've never done before. So.
All right. So, I mean, how was the experience for you? Would you rate it a good one or a bad one?
It was alright. It wasn't that bad. It was actually pretty cool. I'm actually determined whether I should try some more or not. If I should be turned to something else.
Okay. Well, let's dive into some stuff real quick, because you're saying all these bad things. You got a divorce. Your business is failing. Whatnot. But when you're on ecstasy, I find that you can't. At least for me, I find that I can't think of anything negative. I find that my brain is only focused on all the positive feelings in life. Did you find that to be a similar thing?
I don't know. I haven't really had anything. I mean, I'm in a happy mood right now. It makes me
okay. Yeah, exactly. Right now. I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, I feel like I'm just like on top of the world and I have nothing to lose.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like nothing can get in my way. Like, I just go out and do anything I want to do right now.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
Fix my life. Try to go back up from ground zero. Get back to where I was. I don't know if I want to do it again. Because, just like I said, it makes you forget about everything in life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the only thing I've ever other done besides trying that tonight, just smoke a little bit of pot here and there, but tonight was the first, so I don't know if it should be a last or if I should go for it again. I don't know. I don't have nobody I really talk to. I mean, a lot of my friends are drug addicts, so not like I could turn to them for my problems. So just with losing my job, not having insurance, not like go see a therapist or anything. They're expensive out of pocket, and I don't have that kind of money.
It's true. They are expensive. Okay, so you don't... All right, so what's the laundry list again? You got divorced, your business is failing. There was a third thing. What's the third thing?
Just a divorce, my business failing, pretty much just everything in life going wrong, pretty much. I forgot what the third thing was off the top of my head, to be honest.
Do you have kids?
I do not have kids.
Okay, that's great. I feel like, I've always felt like, unless you have kids or go to jail, you can bounce back from anything. I think you can bounce back. What's your name? Rob. Rob, I think you can bounce back. I mean, yeah. If you had kids, you'd be fucked. But you don't have kids. That's great. So you're not really responsible for anyone except for yourself. That's great. I think you can bounce back, Rob. What was the business, can I ask?
I was actually owning a power washing company. I was doing power washes and houses and stuff.
Okay.
And it's just the state I live in.
What happened to make it fail?
I don't know. I just feel like the state I live in just isn't good. Like, I live in Connecticut, so it gets cold, it gets hot. You can only do it like 3 months, 4 months out of the year. So, I don't know. I just tried to run with an opportunity. I feel it just wasn't the right one. So, I just don't know if I should try to take a different course, maybe find something else. Mm-hmm.
What do you have a job that you do in addition to the business, or was the business your only income?
The business was my only income.
Okay. Is there a job you could pick up while you try to start a different business?
I mean, I can try, but I don't know if this is going to... Well, I don't think ecstasy. I don't know if that will affect your credibility at taking drugs. I don't even do drug tests anymore. It's been a while since I had a job. So I don't even know.
Hold on. Well, so if you were to find another job, what would the industry be? Would it be like for a different power washing company?
Probably truck driving. I don't want to be a truck driver.
Do they drug test for truck driving?
Well, I know you got to go for your CDL. So out here, I mean, I don't know how every other state is, but I know out here in Connecticut, you got to go get a CDL. So you got to pay for school. You got to take a class. You go for school for about 6 months to a year, depending on what CDL you're going for. And, you know, then it all goes from there. So I'm assuming you got to apply for a company or they help you get a job from once you're out of school and everything. So.
All right. So it's doable.
Fuck. Sorry. My bad.
What happened?
Fucking freaking out over here.
It sounded like you were trying to kill a fly.
I don't know what the hell that was. I'm just like bugging out right now. These walls are just freaky.
What was that noise just now?
Oh, that was my wall. I think I just put a hole in it.
Did you punched a hole in your wall?
I think so. I can't say. It's dark.
Okay. Why punch holes in? What?
Who is that? What the fuck is that? Oh my god.
What's going on? What's happening here?
What the fuck is going on?
Rob, what are you seeing?
I don't know. There's like these black shadows everywhere.
Is that right, Rob? Are you sure it's not just a shadow?
I don't think so. It's dark where I am outside.
Was it you just yelling just now?
I think I see somebody walking by my house.
Are you alone or are you with people?
I'm alone right now.
Where were your friends that you were hanging out with earlier?
Brantford, I think. A half hour from where I live.
You were hanging out with them a half hour. Yeah, how did you get home?
I think I drove. My car's in the driveway.
Alright. Rob?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Rob, I think you should go to sleep, Rob.
Should I take anything to go to sleep, or should I just try to fall asleep?
I think you should just try to fall asleep. Rob, listen, I'm gonna tell you this. I don't think you're fucked. Okay. I mean, I would drive.
What the hell is that, bro?
Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. This thing is freaking me out. It's like a black.
Rob, who are you yelling at?
I think Rob. Somebody's trying to come to my house.
Rob, I don't think any... Rob.
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm still here. I'm just trying to see who's out here.
Rob, how are you feeling right now?
Dizzy?
Rob, you should go to bed.
I don't even know where my bed is. Where's my bed? Hello?
Rob? Rob?
The fuck is that? I think somebody's at my door.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I hear it slamming. Hello?
Rob.
Hello? All right. I don't know. I think it's all right now.
Okay. Are you feeling better?
I just need to go smoke, I think. All
right. Where are you, right, Rob? Where are you right now?
I'm at my house, I think.
Okay.
I'm on like a porch.
You're on a porch.
Yeah, I'm like on a porch with screened-in porch with like on the outside of the house.
Okay. Rob, you sound like you're bugging out. I think you should go to sleep.
I'm just smoking right now, trying to calm the nerves.
All right, man.
I hope that's okay.
Go ahead.
Talk to you when I just came across because I watch Twitch a lot and I seen your, you know, your Twitch. I said therapy guy go, so I figured maybe if I talk to somebody just to try to keep myself calm.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should.
How do you feel now? Do you feel calmer?
Yeah, I'm smoking now, so I'm feeling calmer.
Okay, good. Rob, is there anything else that I can help you with before we go?
No. I appreciate everything. I think this really helped out.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Rob, listen, I'm going to say this before we go. I really do think that I think you can bounce back. I think you should find some kind of help. I know it's hard if you don't have insurance to find a real therapist, but there are a lot of ways you can do it. You know, there's local community centers. There's you can go to the university, talk to some of the graduate students there. Those are two options that I've researched before, but... stay safe, man. Don't go too crazy. You know.
Okay.
Try and... Of course.
Thank you.
Of course, man. Are you feeling okay?
Just run some motions out, but I appreciate it. Have a great night.
Of course, man. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we go?
That's it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Listen. Like I said, I think you're gonna bounce back, Rob.
Thank you. That's the most positive thing anybody said.
Are you, who lives with you? Can I ask you that?
Just me by myself.
Mm-hmm. What time is it?
I think I should be. 12 o'clock in the morning, 12:30.
Okay. What do you got going on tomorrow?
Just gonna relax, I think. Maybe play some games. Try to keep going.
Good. Rob, do you have a? I know you said that your friends are. You said your friends are drug addicts. Do you have like? Do you have friends that you talk to regularly who aren't drug addicts?
Just one, but he's like all the way out in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of far, but I mean, I talk to him sometimes. He helps me, through a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Do you have parents that you have a good relationship with?
I do, but I don't talk to them as often.
Mm-hmm. Do they live with in the same area as you?
They do about an hour away from me.
Mm-hmm.
But just that's a whole other subject. That's, you know, just for my mother meeting a boyfriend and just being with him over her own son. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just trying to survive. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think, like you said, maybe I just need some rest and just try to find myself a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to help.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, I don't know. There's just so much stuff mixed in with everything.
Mm-hmm. Man, you know, look, I meant what I said. I really do feel like, you know, obviously, it sounds like everything that's happened to you has been very... It sounds like it's a recent thing. All this stuff happening at once.
It's been building up somewhat over the past year. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like, and I'm not a real therapist. I'm a stupid guy in a gecko costume on the internet. But it sounds like it's all happening, like, right fucking now. And you're, like, dealing with it emotionally right fucking now. So you're, like, really feeling the heights of all these emotions right fucking now. And all these emotions are maybe, like, making you feel hopeless and whatnot. But I think if you get a little bit of rest, I think if you be a little patient and you let some time go by and you let the emotions, understandably the emotions are very high right now, but I think if you give yourself some time, you be a little bit patient and you let the emotions cool down, I can tell this because you started your own business before and not a lot of people do that. I can tell that you have a logical, ambitious mind. I think if you let the emotions kind of simmer a little bit and then you let yourself have enough time for your head to be cleared, I think that you are the type of guy that you're going to see a nice way forward for yourself.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And as far as your comment about being stupid and psycho, you know, it really helped. I mean, you know, I think you would make honestly a great therapist.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
No problem.
How are you feeling right now? Do you feel like you're winding down? You're about to go to bed? Do you feel like you're staying up?
I feel like I'm winding down. I think I might step foot into the house and try to go lay down.
Okay, cool. I need you to do that.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I am home. I'm at my house. Okay. I think I was just zoned out. Like you said, all these emotions coming together at once.
Yeah, dude, it's a lot. It's a lot. But just please, I don't know what you're thinking about or anything, but be patient with yourself to let the emotional highs cool down.
Okay. I think that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, good.
Oh, sorry, I just farted. On my stomach.
Nice.
On my stomach. I think I gotta use the bathroom. Well, thank you again for everything. I appreciate it. I'm gonna try to get some rest now.
For sure. Rob, good luck to you. I think there's a good path forward for you, and I really do hope you have a good rest of the night.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You too, and thank you for everything, sir.
Of course, man. You have a good night.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Love you too, baby. I liked Rob. I did. I think he's going to be okay. Sounds like a lot was going on with him. And I think if he's patient and he lets the emotional highs of everything that is going on with him kind of play out their course, then he'll be able to use his clear-headed mind to move forward.
Tom.
time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.